It was about 20 years ago when I was invited by a lady I met up the shop to come to her church. I was willing to go. I was looking for a new church, and it was okay. It was good. And the next step of discipleship program they have in that church is to go to a host house and receive a meal. So the lady I met at the shops, myself and my husband went to this other couple's house for dinner. It's a lovely dinner, had lovely conversations. And after dinner, my husband was taken off to the lounge room to be discipled by the men. And I sat in the kitchen to be discipled by the women because you can't, you know, cross-pollinate. So over the course of the next hour, they opened up the scriptures, explained some texts, and went on to explain that their church is the one and only true church. And unless I choose to become part of their church that day, I would go to hell. You can imagine how awkward dessert was after that, because I said I don't agree with you, and we had a, you know, a bit of discussion around that. After dessert, we couldn't wait to get out of there, and just saying farewell at the door, they've said, if you die in a car accident on your way home tonight, you'll go to hell. And I knew that wasn't true. That's how cults operate. But it actually really made me question, am I saved or am I not? And I went home and I sought the scriptures and I prayed and I sought the Lord. And I decided, yes, I am saved. I believe in Jesus Christ. I am saved through faith in him alone. And these people don't have any right to say I'm in or out of the kingdom of God. Similarly, in today's passage, we're going to look at Jesus being the gatekeeper, saying who is in and who is out of his sheepfold. Now, this position of this conversation that Jesus is having is just right after he healed a blind man on the Sabbath day. Now, the Pharisees did not like Jesus healing people at all, never mind on the Sabbath day, and they were arguing among themselves, this man must be evil, he breaks the Sabbath, he's from the evil one. And others are divided, saying, no, how could an evil man heal people? He must be okay. And so they quiz this blind man. When his friends bring the blind man to the Pharisees, they're all excited, this man is healed, can you believe it? And they're like, who healed you? And they called his parents in, is this your son? And they go, yeah. And they didn't want to be cast out of the synagogue. So anyone who was told, said that they believed in Jesus or following Jesus or a disciple of Jesus would be cast out of the synagogue. So when the parents are asked, is this your son? How can he now see if he was born blind? They said, oh, we know he's our son. How he can see, we don't know. Ask him yourself. He's of age. And so nobody really wanted to stand up to the Pharisees and say, you know, Jesus is the Messiah. So they asked the man again, how is this? And he said, well, you know, this man healed me and now I can see. And because he mentioned Jesus and was accused of being a follower of Jesus, they kicked him out of the synagogue. This blind man who had been healed could no longer go and worship in the synagogue because he supported Jesus. So just outside, Jesus went to find this man. Jesus heard what happened. He's gone to find this man, and standing out there in the temple area with the Pharisees gathered around him, he says this parable or allegory. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate, a better translation here would be door. So Jesus is this word thyra in Greek can mean gate or door. So it depends on the context in which the translation is made up in our English language. The NIV doesn't do it very well on this occasion. So it really should be door and doorkeeper instead of gate here, because Jesus is describing where the village people kept their sheep. Nearly all the village people would have about, you know, just a few sheep each, and they all took them into their courtyard in the evening, and would, you know, have courtyards where the sheep are kept and the door would be shut, and the doorkeeper in the morning would open the door for the shepherd so he could call out the sheep. Now, with all of them only having a few sheep each, often a shepherd would actually call out many of the neighbourhood sheep and take them all out at once. There's no point all having a shepherd each for three sheep. And so if a son was not available to take his shift and take the sheep out, and two daughters, they could do it together. If they weren't available, they would hire a shepherd to come and take out the village's sheep. And so Jesus is like talking into this context. The real shepherd, the hired shepherd, the doorkeeper will open the door for the sheep. He won't open up for strangers. Any stranger wanting to come and get the sheep, the gatekeeper or doorkeeper would keep it shut. So the gatekeeper or doorkeeper opens the gate or door for the shepherd, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now, it's well known that back then they did name their sheep. They were called by name, and the sheep would know the shepherd's voice and follow him. The shepherds didn't need to drive the sheep from behind. They would call the sheep and they would follow him. If a village household got a new sheep, that sheep didn't know that shepherd, and he would actually run away from him. He wouldn't follow the shepherd because he doesn't yet know his name, know his voice. And so it would take a little while of him getting used to his new shepherd. But the shepherd they know, they follow. And Jesus is our shepherd. We're to listen to his voice and follow him. So when the shepherd has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, or parable, riddle, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. You wonder who the blind ones are now. So Jesus then says another parable, another allegory. Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Now this image is out in the countryside. So the shepherd has taken the sheep out of the village, out into the abundant green grass. And in the summertime, they would sleep out there in, you know, the fields. And so the sheep would go into a pen at night, just a roughly built circular pen made of rocks usually, with a covering on the top so that no wild animals could come and get in. And because there was no door or gate, the shepherd would usually sleep across the opening. So that the shepherd is the gate in this context. And so Jesus says, very truly, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come so they may have life to the full. So in this parable or allegory, Jesus is the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He is the gate. He is the way that people come in and receive salvation, and he leads them out to green pastures, abundant life. And then when it's time to come back in, he lays his body across the opening to keep us safe at night. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he's the gate. He's the way to eternal life, as Amy has already said. He's where we receive. But everyone else, the Pharisees, are those thieves who come to steal, kill, and destroy. They didn't want people to have life, abundant life to the full. They actually wanted to steal the joy of that man who was healed. They just wanted people to obey them and keep the status quo, so the Romans who were ruling over them at the time would just keep favoring them and give them all the blessings that they wanted. And Jesus calls them thieves who do want to kill and destroy, to kill faith and destroy people's faith. But Jesus came so we can all have life to the full, including that blind man who was healed. And once he learned who Jesus was, he worshipped him. And he knows that he lives now in the salvation of God, that he has abundant life and he can follow his shepherd's voice wherever he goes, staying safe and protected at all times. And so today I want us to think about how we are as a church. Are we gatekeepers, making people just legalistically abide by our rules? This is the way we do it. This is how worship is done. This is the way, and keeping people away from God? Or are we really showing them Jesus and saying, Jesus loves you, Jesus welcomes you, Jesus welcomes all people? I find a lot of Catholic people ask if they, you know, can anyone come to your church, like Baptists and Catholics? I go, yeah, any denomination can come to our church. And do you know what? Even non-Christians can come to our church. All people can come to our church, because this is where people can find Jesus. This is where they can learn to hear his voice and receive his salvation and come through the gate into eternal life. If they can't find that here, I don't know where they will find it. So I wanted to encourage us to think about, are we being gatekeepers? Are we keeping people out of the kingdom of God? Or are we inviting them in, showing them the gate, saying this is the way, this is the gate into eternal life, and inviting them to be followers of Jesus, like us and like that blind man. John's going to finish the rest of this parable where it continues on, where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and John's going to finish that message off next week. So I'm just going to pause here and pray and commit us all to God. Jesus Christ, thank you so much for being a good shepherd. Help us to be sheep who listen to your voice and follow you wherever you lead us. Lead us out into the world to be witnesses to you. Lead us out to be in the mission field and to spread the good news of you, and bring us safely back in, Lord, where we can just be safe under your protection. And we pray that more and more people will come in through you to eternal life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.